I'm Frank Vaughn. It's October 2nd, 2024, and I need to publish an addendum to my video last night, which sought to reassure everybody that the litmus hadn't changed yet. After a long night of reading and looking at sources that tend to signal Iranian intentions, and looking at public statements from the United States and Israel, I can't confirm 100% that the litmus has changed, but the language certainly has. The Americans told Israel to take the win last time when they shot down most of those ballistic missiles. That language is absent this time. There is also open talk of Israel targeting Iranian oil infrastructure in a massive missile attack, taking out radar, taking out military, opening the air to direct bombardment, possibly targeting their nuclear sites. They would need American help for that. How would the Americans get involved? How could they justify bypassing Congress? Well, if Iran, as I was reading last night in various sources that tend to signal the Iranian regime's intentions, the threat that's on the table is, if Israel targets their oil infrastructure, which is very easily targeted, Iran lacks the ability to mitigate most of those threats. There's no doubt that if Israel decides to attack, they will do massive damage to the Iranian economy and their supply of oil to the world. Iran has signaled through its sources that they would go Saddam Hussein and target the oil infrastructure in other nations. They would burn the whole thing down. And what does that mean? That means they would target oil infrastructure in Kuwait, in Bahrain, Azerbaijan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, etc. An attack on oil infrastructure in all directions, and they have the technological capacity to make sure their missiles find home. And the United States is not in a position to defend every single country in the region. This is a retaliatory, if Israel attacks, this would be Iran's retaliatory strike, and it would likely be successful due to the lack of defensive infrastructure in those nations. And that would set off a chain of events with absolutely unpredictable consequences. And there's a lot of other things going on. The port strike in the United States, which is receiving nowhere near the media coverage it should be, among other things, creates a bit of a perfect geopolitical storm, and nobody knows where the lightning's going to strike or how much damage it's going to do. Iran is a very large country, which is why I have the map. I wanted to show you that if they strike out in all different directions, how impossible it is to defend against those strikes. But Iran itself, it's impossible to neutralize all of their ballistic missile capacities, which they have been building doggedly for a decade or more. And with the money and the resources that the Americans under Biden have opened up to Iran, there is no doubt they are far more resilient than they were before. They may not be able to defend against a massive aerial bombardment, but it is also impossible, at least in my mind, for the West and Israel to occupy or neutralize the regime with any weaponry they have on the table. It is a mountainous country. It is massive. There's a lot of unknowns. It is easy to target the fertile part of the country, but you have most of the infrastructure dug in these vast mountainous regions. So I'm hoping that that scenario does not play out, because it would very quickly have a cascading, chaotic, entropic effect where that order that I described in the last video completely breaks down with consequences that I don't think anybody can predict. A disruption in the black blood of the global economy on that scale would put a lot of pressure on governments all over the world, because social unrest would not be far behind if the supply of oil is interrupted, if the supply of fuel is interrupted. As much as you have radical climate change activists trying to destroy art, the entire civilization that props them up and enables them to be such idiots would come collapsing down if the supplies are disrupted on that massive of a scale. I, for one, believe that Iran has the technical capacity to unleash such widespread strikes. I believe that in that situation, they might have the political will to do so and the strategic will to do so. Anybody that's stuck in a corner is going to strike. And without their economic lifeblood, they're basically like a cornered animal. Remember Hussein set all the oil wells in Kuwait on fire and it took years to put them out. Think on that scale. Think of that level of destruction. Think of the disruption it would cause. Now we are 30 years out from that. The world is much more dependent on oil than it was then. We were still dependent, but there's more people. There's more economics of scale. China is far more developed. It wouldn't be a good situation. So everything kind of rests on what Israel does here. If this is not just another tit-for-tat exchange, they don't just take the win and they don't just accept the destruction of Hezbollah and Hamas as a victory, but they decide to go for broke. An attempt to neutralize Iran, the entire region could burn. So how does this apply? What can you do about that? You might want to lay in some fuel storage. That's one thing you can do. Have a couple jerry cans ready. I'm not saying that tomorrow morning fuel supplies are going to dry up, but in that scenario, things are going to get really pricey, and supply shortages could very well be the order of the day. Keep that in mind. This is a very complex oil supply system that the world has built itself upon. And a disruption of that magnitude might break it permanently. Something to think about. If you hear about Israeli strikes on Iranian oil infrastructure, it's probably already approaching too late to make yourself a little bit more resilient. So that's what I would advise. I would advise a little bit of increased resilience right now against oil supply disruption. This is a very fat tail risk, as they would say in trading. And with that, I'm going to conclude the video. I'm Frank Vaughn. Hopefully, cooler heads prevail. I'll see you in the next one.